Three pieces of legislation were scheduled to receive a hearing Saturday in the Senate Judiciary Committee, but only one received brief consideration, after which Committee Chairman Senator John Coghill abruptly ended the hearing early. The meeting was scheduled to consider a resolution to put Alaska Permanent Fund dividends in the state constitution. Another bill sought to repeal the 2016 law that made changes to Alaska's criminal justice system, and a third would have renamed crime legislation after murder victim Bree Moore. But this is what happened when Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski made a motion to pass the resolution to amend the Constitution to mandate a full PFD under a legal formula used until 2 years ago.
I would move that we move Senate Joint Resolution 1 out of committee with individual recommendations.
And I'll object to that, and I'll adjourn.
Because Coghill brought down the gavel to adjourn the meeting, the other two bills on the agenda weren't heard. Those bills would have repealed the criminal justice law known as Senate Bill 91 and rename a portion of the Alaska Safe Children's Act as Bree's Law. The meeting was unusual in the first place. It occurred only after three senators banded together to force Coghill to hold the hearing. Willikowski, Anchorage Republican Mia Costello, and Wasilla Republican Mike Schauer used a rarely invoked rule that allows bills to have committee hearings even if the committee chair doesn't want to hold them. Coghill says the use of the rule was fair.
And I have been reluctant to hear this, and so you guys twisted my arm. I think it's appropriate. I think you used the rules to get it.
But Coghill wasn't willing to have the committee advance the PFD amendment. Costello says she wishes the Senate Bill 91 repeal she sponsored had been heard. SB 91 changed the state's criminal sentencing, bail, and probation laws and has been the subject of a lot of public criticism.
I think it's a vital conversation that we have to have with the legislature and the public, because in my community, people are not able to walk out their front doors even with a feeling of safety.
Senate leaders say the bills will receive hearings in the Senate Finance Committee. It's not yet clear when those hearings will be.